I'm a native American from the Midwest. Some say Indian, whatever fits you best.
29-year-old Wayne Buggin' Malone has spent half his life writing music, songs about poverty, racism, and oppression. He's performed throughout the Upper Midwest, including at the 30th anniversary of the Wounded Knee Occupation in South Dakota. Malone says he found out about his nomination for Best Rap Artist on New Year's Eve.
Kind of got a little choked up, you know, because it's a dream come true for me. My wife was sitting there and she covered her mouth and she was just really excited, and the kids were there and they're watching TV, you know. They just started hollering, yes, yes. They all jumped and freaked out, you know, they didn't know what was going on.
Malone says his musical inspirations range from Marvin Gaye to Run DMC. He adds that his early troubled life took a better turn after he spent time in jail for aggravated battery. He says much of the violence he encountered on the streets left him traumatized, and he looked for a way out.
That was like a light that shined on me, and I suffered for it, and I still suffer for it and grieve. What I do in my life now to better it and to feel like I'm forgiven is I try to give back, and I try to keep my mind on the righteous path.
In his title track from his CD, Birth of a Warrior, Malone talks about his struggles, including when he was a teenage troublemaker.
The devil's near me, he likes my attitude, he can use me to help him. But then I say, God is near me, and I send him my gratitude. I chose to help and be more positive as a warrior, sobering up and getting off the weed and the partying and disrespect to women.
Malone flies out on Tuesday to attend the NAMMIES in Hollywood, Florida. Among his upcoming projects is a new CD and a Minneapolis gig with several other performers, including Bonnie Raitt. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.